Answer today is this question: whose world is it? Whose world is it, do you reckon? It's God's world. And the very first verse in that psalm was, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." And that was the voice that we heard say the words at the end of our drama, whenever our two fantastic actors were up here and they were saying, "This is my heir, this is my heir." But actually, the truth is, the Bible says everything belongs to God. The amazing thing is that God has given us a wonderful job. And there's a verse in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Do you reckon we could say it together? What, there's three? One, two, three. "Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Those are the words that God said to Adam and Eve, to the first human beings. And he still says to us that actually we're here to be in charge of everything, to look after everything. And that's a fantastic job. It's a big job. How do you think we're doing at that job of looking after the birds and the marine creatures and the sea and the animals along the ground? What do you reckon? Are we doing a good job at that? Should we pat on the back? Or do you reckon we're not doing such a good job? Well, let's have a look and see. I think we may be making a bit of a mess of it. And here's some of the things. If we come up and let's look first of all at the beauty of everything and see some of the things that God has made. So there's lots of wonderful animals there. Anyone got a guinea pig? Because down the bottom left-hand corner is a guinea pig. Guinea pigs, and there's a dog and a chicken above there. All sorts of different varieties of animals. There's also beautiful trees and flowers, and we've got some lovely autumn colors of leaves falling and beautiful colors of purple flowers. And then we've also got a picture of mountains here as well. All these things remind us of the way God loves variety. He loves beauty. And also it reminds us of the beautiful strength and power of God. The mountains sort of remind us of the wonderful steadfastness of God as well. But here's some of the things that actually, we'll not touch that just yet. We'll go back a second. Because I think in God's creation, there are some things that will help us to think, what do we do in terms of the mess? And there's six things that are distributed around here, and I'd love you to help me to find them. So could everyone look onto their seats, and if there's a parcel or fruit or veg, then please wave it in the air. And then could I ask the boys and girls to go and find those things that people are waving in the air, because there's six different things. And then, brilliant, there's one there. Now don't bring it up just yet. Get it and then go back and sit in your seat, please. We've got one thing so far. There's one thing down the back. Could someone go and get that down the back, please? And there's one down the back here. Can some boy or girl go back there, please, and get that? Great, thanks. Thanks, Lucas, for in the air. Brent, just have a wee seat for the moment. We're not going to bring it up just yet. Great, have a wee seat there, Matthew. That's great. And so many things we've got so far. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We might need one more. Is there one more? No. One more over here. Brilliant. That's great. That's lovely. Beatrix, would you come up? And then would you have a seat beside Emily here? And I'll bring you up in a wee second. That is fantastic. So these are going to help us to think about how we get help from God. So, because one of the beautiful attitudes or beatitudes that we're thinking about at the moment is Jesus said that blessed are those who are poor and realize their need for help. God's help, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Now the thing is, we've made a bit of a mess and we're going to think a bit about that. But the wonderful thing is that God is at hand to help. And what Jesus says is that the kingdom of God opens up to those who realize they need help. And so basically the kingdom of God breaks open in our lives whenever we put our hand up and say, God, we need help with this job of looking after everything. So, the first thing we're going to have is a potato. Beatrix, can you bring up the potato, please? Let's give Beatrix a round of applause. Fantastic. Well done. You go and have a wee seat. Thank you very much. Now, there's wee sprouts quite often on potatoes. And do you know what those wee sprouts are? What those wee buds or sprouts are called? Anyone know what they're called? A special name for them? Not called skin. There's skin all over the potato, but there's wee buds. They're called eyes. So the wee sprouts or buds on potatoes are called eyes. And that, this morning, is to remind us of the fact that God has given us eyes to see how things are. Because it's important for us, if we're given this job to manage, then it's really important for us to look and see, well, how are things going? So let's have a look at how things are going and some of the mess that we've made. And I think we've got some photographs. I'm probably not in the right order here, Rodney, sorry. But sometimes there's litter in the sea. Sometimes, what else is there, Rodney? There's land that doesn't get enough rain and it's a bit parched. And there's also a lot of people who don't have enough food. In fact, we're going to look. This photograph's taken, by the way, from the community that we're supporting as part of our harvest appeal. And do you remember Augustine, who came over in January with a team from Northern Argentina? There was Danny, Flavia, their daughter Sophie, and then there was Erica, there was Alejandro, and there was Augustine. Well, Augustine comes from a community just like this, where the houses are made of mud, and there's tin in the roof, and there's also malnutrition, and infant mortality rates are 3 times higher than the national average in Argentina. And that's the type of community we're helping to plant vegetables in schools, to grow them, and to provide fruit and veg and healthy meals for the children who go to school in the Chaco jungle area of northern Argentina. But it's a much more widespread problem, hunger. Next slide, please. We're going to see just how big it is. There's a big number at the bottom. 757 million hungry people in the world last year. That's 1 in 11 people who don't have enough food to keep them healthy. They live on less than a pound a day. That means they don't get to eat fish and chips, chicken nuggets, or pizza. They maybe get one meal a day, and it's a little bowl of rice with some beans, or it could be some cereal, not a Kellogg's packet cereal, but wee bits of grain with some dirty water, and that's their meal for the day. And 1 in 11 people in the world fall into the category of being hungry on a day-to-day basis. So that's a big thing. What's next? An onion. Does anybody have an onion? Robin, brilliant. Thank you. Round of applause for Robin. What happens when you cut into an onion? What happens when you cut into an onion? Or what do men do when you cut into an onion? No, they cook. They cry. That's right, they cry. So when we cut into an onion, tears come and we cry. And Jesus said, in fact, let's first of all have a look at, this is what God's response is to a world where there's loss of habitat, loss of animals, and also there's war. Jesus looked over Jerusalem and said, "How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. And now it's too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes." Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He wept that they weren't responding to the will of God in their lives. Now, that's very topical politically for today. But it's also something that shows us that when God looks, I think, at 1 in 11 people in the world not having enough food and a loss of habitat and climate change, I think that actually that brings tears to God's eyes. But it should also bring tears to our eyes as well. And during the week, one of the things that struck me was, have I ever really got upset about those type of things? There's another stat, we might have skipped over it. It was to do with the number of animals disappearing. This was something that really stopped me in my tracks this week. In the last 50 years, 73%, so nearly 3/4 of monitored wildlife populations have disappeared. So could I ask everyone to stand up for a minute, please? Have a look around and imagine that everyone around you is a wild animal. Okay? Some of them look pretty wild, don't they? So now, we're talking about monitored species, but we're not talking about a small survey. This is over 5,000 species worldwide. And worldwide, 3/4 of the populations of those species have gone in the last 50 years. If your birthday is in October, November, or December, please remain standing. Everyone else, please sit. So in many of our lifetimes, what's happened is, have a look around, 3/4 of the wild animals that are monitored in many places in the world are gone. The ones that are alive are the ones that are standing. 25% of the population. Brilliant. Please have a wee seat. Another thing that's really shocking as well, do you know in South America and in the Caribbean, how much of the proportion of the wild animals has gone in the last 50 years? 95%. 95% of the wildlife in the Caribbean and South America in monitored species, of which there are thousands, have gone in the last 50 years. I think that brings tears to the Lord's eyes. I think it should bring tears to my eyes too. So, what's next? Peas in a pod. The onions, they are rolling. Peas in a pod, brilliant, thank you. Whoops, I'm sorry. I'll put the onion in my pocket. Okay, what do you reckon's in here? Peas. Peas in a pod. There's also real peas around somewhere. Then we've got real peas and a little bit of paper. That's in there, Victoria. Come on up. Let us see the real peas. Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you so much. We round of applause, Victoria. Brilliant. So, what does it mean when someone says you're like peas in a pod? You're like a family. You're very like each other. You all look alike. And so look at all these wee peas in a pod. Look very alike, don't they? Well, the reason why we're showing these is because it reminds us in the Bible it says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In other words, when it comes to this big mess that we're in, we're all peas in the pod. And the thing that brings tears to God's eyes and should bring tears to our eyes isn't just out there, it's also in here. Which is why Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. The second big breakthrough in the kingdom of God, the first is realizing that we need help. The second big breakthrough spiritually in our lives comes whenever we get upset. Upset about hungry people. Upset about something that's wrong in here. And when we truly allow ourselves to get upset about those things, like Jesus when he wept, then there's a massive spiritual breakthrough that happens. If you think about it, that's what the Bible tells us. The first big thing is to believe in a God who's here to help. That's faith. And the second most important thing is repentance. It's basically saying, God, we are in a bad way. This is very upsetting, what's out there and in here, and we need your help. So, we all need help because we're peas in the pod. Next up is corn. Brilliant. Nina, bring up the corn. Let's give Nina a round of applause. Fantastic. Nina, thank you very much indeed. So, do you know what an ear of corn is called? Popcorn. Not popcorn, but it can become popcorn, special corn. This is called sweet corn, yeah? I'll give you a wee clue. It's corn in the cob, it's right as well, but what am I touching? What am I touching? My ear. So, ear. Whenever you have a big stalk and you have things that come off the stalk in cereal plants, they're called an ear. And so ears help us to hear. to listen. Jesus said, next we slide, please. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. Do you know, sometimes I'm not very good at listening? And sometimes people tell me I'm not very good at listening. And you know, it's not because I have a hearing problem. It's because I have a humility problem. What's the sign of a humble person? Someone who listens. Jesus said, God blesses those who listen, for they will inherit the whole earth. So in other words, whenever we listen to what God's saying to us, whenever we listen to what others are saying to us and what God's saying to the other people, then we become aware of everything we've been given. And we are truly those who are exercising authority on earth as we should be doing. One more thing. I think, here we go. Matthew has it. Brilliant. Let's give Matthew a round of applause. Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed, Matthew. That is super. You can have a wee seat. It's a hand of bananas. Well done. That is super. That is impressive. So, do you know what one is called then? If this is a hand, then what's that? It's a finger. In the banana trade, that's a finger. In the banana trade, that's a hand. And a hand, a bunch of bananas, is made up of between 3 and 20 hands. So if you go to the supermarket and say, could I have a bunch of bananas? They may give you 100 bananas. That's a lot of bananas to get through. But this is a hand of bananas, and it's got 5 fingers on it. And that's to remind us that whenever we see a hand of bananas, God is saying to us, lend a hand. Do something. I've given you power. Exercise that power. That's what God says just through a hand of bananas. So, Jesus said, God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. Justice comes through sharing what we've got. And so Jesus says, whenever we begin to be generous like God and to share from what we've got of our time, of our money, of our energy, of our resources and possessions, then we will discover that we are doing what we were made to do, and we will be deeply satisfied, and we'll be deeply fulfilled. So, potato, what do potatoes have? Eyes that we can see. Onions, what do they make us do? Cry. There's bad things out there and in here, and we want to weep over them as God weeps over them. We are all peas in a pod. We need to listen and be humble, and we need to lend a hand. Well done. Is that all our slides? I'm exhausted up here, so whose world? The pea. Whose world is it? And he's given us a very, very important job. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Shall we stand? Shall we stand together? I don't know what's next. What's next? Prayers. So we're going to sit down for prayers, okay? It's good to exercise. Please have a seat. Let's pray. Thanks, guys. We're playing onion football. Great stuff. Thanks, guys.
Forgive us, Lord, for where we have been greedy, eating more than we need and taking more things than we need, while many people around the world go hungry. Forgive us, Lord, where we have been selfish, just thinking about what we want and how we feel, while many people around the world are living in despair. Forgive us, Lord, where we have failed to love, not sharing what you have given us, nor caring about the needs of others, while many people around the world are suffering greatly. Help us, Lord, to change and to make a difference in your world by the choices we make each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Forgive us, Lord, for times when we have not been thankful for all the blessings you have given us. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty of creation. Thank you for the blessings of living near the sea. Thank you for the sunset and stars in the night sky. Thank you for water to drink and food to eat. For every blessing that you pour out, may we give it back to you in thankful praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Now we are going to stand.